Obviously, we've been talking about Prince and the death of the music legend, and who would know and be thinking about it maybe more than the people right in the area where he was in Minnesota. Melissa Colorado joins us this morning. She is a reporter at Care 11, the NBC affiliate in Minneapolis. Is that right, Melissa?
That's correct, Kevin.
How are you today?
I'll be honest with you. I'm a little tired.
You've been covering this, haven't you?
I've had about an hour and a half of sleep. And I'll tell you the reason why. It's because of First Avenue. For Prince fans out there, they might know. It's a very iconic nightclub, concert hall in downtown Minneapolis. That's where Prince shot a good chunk of his 1984 film, Purple Rain. What they did there was they decided to hold a late night party, Prince party, absolutely free. Started at 11 p.m. rather, and it wrapped up at 7 a.m. And it was crazy. I mean, I'm personally from New York. I thought downtown Minneapolis was Times Square for a second.
How about that?
Because there were so many people out in the streets. There were cars everywhere. People were just walking. The streets were closed down to traffic. Everybody, for the most part, was just happy. They were celebrating. I mean, yes, we're definitely mourning the loss of Prince, but we're not mourning the loss of, you know, we're not mourning Prince by having a moment of silence. We're celebrating him by dancing, by singing,
the music,
just having a great time.
Everything he was known for.
Thousands of people showed up to First Avenue. I've never seen that place so packed. And it's not with just, you know, the traditional Prince fans. There were millennials. There were baby boomers. There were, you know, people just every age you can imagine. That was something that was really fascinating to see.
And I'm glad you brought up that point, Melissa, because honestly, those of us of a certain age obviously remember the 80s music and when Doves Cry and 1999 mm-hmm. and all that stuff. But there's a younger generation that really, Prince, let's be honest, Prince hasn't put out anything really new for quite a while. But for these younger people to hear that music and connect with it really says something about him.
That's right, and I think a lot of folks here in the Twin Cities, you know, their parents grew up on it, and that means their children then grew up on it, listening to When Doves Cry on the radio, or maybe not on the radio, but on the road trip mm-hmm. somewhere, you know, and watching Purple Rain on VHS, and those are just memories that a lot of people had growing up. Maybe they weren't direct fans, but they were exposed to the music. They were just exposed to that sound that he had, the dancing. Yeah, it was a little explicit sometimes if you look at some of his music videos, but that was Prince. He was there. He was so unique. He was like our version of David Bowie, you know? I think the Twin Cities was, and Minnesota in general, was incredibly proud of having him.
We're visiting with Melissa Colorado. She's reported with Care 11 in Minneapolis, the NBC affiliate there, and talking about the local angle there. And Melissa, you know, I know every area, every state has its famous people, if you will, that it kind of takes pride in and associates. Here in Missouri, we have Sheryl Crow. We have mm-hmm. Nelly from St. Louis. We have others. Was it that way with Prince and Minnesota?
Yes, definitely. He was from North Minneapolis, and then he ended up living in Chanhassen, which is a suburb outside of the Twin Cities, and he had his recording studio, Paisley Park, there. And this is really, I think, you know, we don't know what's going to happen to Paisley Park, but I this is my opinion. I see it becoming like the Graceland of Minnesota, if you will. You know, it's not only just his recording studio, it's where he lived, it's where he would host parties for his fans. So it had a stage. I've been there myself, and I did see Prince perform very quickly. He would come out when he wanted to. I mean, that's the thing about his parties. You're told to get there at a certain amount of time, but you have no idea how long the party is going to go till, and you have no idea if he's going to come out. You know, he'll have a DJ, he'll have a band.
Well, how accessible was he to the average? I mean, obviously, you're not going to knock on his door and say, hey, is Prince here? But was there a chance that maybe you were going to be able to hobnob with him in one way or another?
You know, you would have to be, I don't know if you have to be inside his inner circle, but you'd have to be invited. I know when the Minnesota Lynx, when they won, he brought them over, had set some kind of concert for them. I know when the NABJ, that's the National Association of Black Journalists, they had their national conference here in Minneapolis in the Twin Cities. he invited them over. So, you know, I wasn't that cool. Unfortunately, he did not invite me personally over, but
I did manage to go to one of his
concerts. His the parties, rather. I wouldn't say it's his concert, but yes. He had a party at Paisley Park, and we saw him very briefly, skinny, tiny guy.
Mm.
But he had this aura around him, and it was something that was really interesting to experience, because that's something that everybody tells you when you move to the Twin Cities, you got to go to Paisley Park. You got to see Prince perform.
Well, we've lost a music legend and obviously an iconic figure in the entertainment field. And Melissa Colorado from KR11 in Minneapolis, I so appreciate you joining us today and telling us what's happening there on the ground. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin. Really appreciate it.